thank you all very much. And thanks for that amazing and warm introduction. I'm honored to be here with you guys. I think this is a very noble cause and a great venue for all of us to come together for the opportunity to build unity around ending these wars, and in particular, the one that we are spiraling towards closer and closer every day, which is a greater escalation in this war in Iran. We got some sort of good news last night. It seems like they're working towards a peace deal, and we've heard this before, so obviously, you know, we're all skeptical at this point. We're not 100% sure it's going to work out, but I personally believe that President Trump can see that we are in a very bad way because the results don't lie. Straits of Hormuz was open before. Now the Straits of Hormuz is shut down. The price of the pump is skyrocketing. There doesn't appear to be a military solution, because if there was, President Trump would simply execute the military solution. But as he's seen with all the different options he's kind of ran through, the military solution isn't going to work. And so now we're in a really tough position. I can get into some of the details in terms of the negotiating. However, I really don't see a clear-cut way out of this. And so I think it's really important rooms like this continue to gain momentum so the president can hear, number one, we reject this war. And I think he understands that because... President twice basically won his way into the White House with a very anti-war message. And although it wasn't perfect in the first administration, he did keep us out of new wars. He made attempts to get our troops out of the Middle East. And so for him to make the mistakes that he's made to get us into this situation, I think he knows he needs a way out. And so the way that we build momentum and let him know that we want him to get out of this war, and as a matter of fact, we really don't care too much on the details. At this point, he can say that he's won. He does pretty much every time he talks about the Iran war. So I think as long as he knows, the vast majority of us say, right on, Mr. President, you took out their military, you killed a bunch of their leaders, bring our guys home, let's reset from there. Because all of the other options that we have just have us spiral further into this war. That's a big reason why I had to step away and resign. Number one, I morally couldn't stand by the war. I fought the war on terror. For most of my adult life, I did 11 combat tours. I truly believed in what we were doing at the very, very beginning. I wanted to defend my country. I believed we had been attacked. I believed the line. Forgive me, I was 23 years old. I believed that there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and then we were going to go find some Al-Qaeda guys over there. It didn't take me very long to figure out, though, that we had been lied to. And I was deeply frustrated and angered at those in my government who knew better. But in particular, a lot of the combat veterans who had fought in our previous wars, who had fought in Vietnam, who were now part of the government in 2002, 2003, and they knew they were lying us into a war. Good men like Colin Powell, who knew better, their legacy essentially was selling us and getting us into the Iraq war. And so I made a promise to myself in my 20s that I never knew I'd actually have to cash in at some point. I promised myself if I was ever in a position to prevent young men and young women from going into a needless war, that I would speak out, that I would do something. Fast forward 20 plus years, I found myself in that position. I found myself in President Trump's administration, was honored to be there, was leading the National Counterterrorism Center. It was a job I felt was very important because we knew of real terrorist threats that have only gotten worse because of this war. But I wanted to actually help President Trump deliver on his campaign promises. And watching a foreign government, watching the Israelis march right in and basically dictate terms to us and manipulate American intelligence, manipulate the media, manipulate those around President Trump to put us into this war, I knew that I had to leave. I knew I had to start speaking out because I couldn't stand by and watch more body bags come into Dover and have this disrespect. And I think it was important to get the truth out there because I personally, had I not been there at the executive branch level, I would believe the influence that the Israeli lobby has. Again, forgive me for my ignorance. I read all the books and I had seen it a little bit when I was in Special Forces and when I was in the CIA as an operations officer. But I didn't truly see the level of influence they had until I was actually working at the executive branch. And I know a lot of people in this room, I see Scott's here. Scott's been talking about this for decades, really. But I honestly, until I saw it firsthand, I didn't know actually how bad it truly is. I think if most Americans knew the extent of which the Israeli lobby...
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Welcome back, folks. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live on the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. Support us at thealexjonesstore.com. We're going to be covering a pretty heavy story this segment. A man named Kerry Sharon was beaten by a radical leftist because of his Trump-themed house. And we knew the beating was brutal. I didn't realize how brutal it was. He has now passed away as a consequence of the injuries he received from NBC7 San Diego. The man who was badly beaten outside of his President Trump-themed Escondido home last week has died, the victim's wife told NBC7. Army veteran Kerry Sharon, 69, was hospitalized after suffering significant injuries on May 20th after being attacked outside his home near East Mission Avenue and Buchanan Street, according to the Escondido Police Department. Now, joining me to talk about this are Matt Baker and Luke Slywalker. Luke, you just published this video. Slywaker. Luke Slywaker. You published this video on your X. People can find it at Luke Slywaker. Luke Slywaker. Tell us what y'all found. And I know we have some exclusive video to show. It's not been shown on mainstream media. But how did you guys get involved with this? And I do want to go to your video, but if you can just set it up for us and let us know your involvement and sort of how all this broke down.
Sure. Real quick. First off, hey, Harrison, thanks for having us on. I'll have Luke explain because he actually started getting into this story. But I don't know if you guys have both clips. I did send Daria too. I told the producers I thought it might be more powerful if we were to play the media version versus the reality that we uncovered, because it's very short. It's like a 1 minute segment, and it basically shows how they have the access to the exact same video that we ended up getting access to the full video of, but they cut out the brutal part of it. And then at court, they don't show the face of the assailant, and they actually show him just punching another guy that isn't even the victim at all. So they totally downplay it. And then maybe then we could actually play the real deal. And then I'll just hand it over to Luke because he actually got the story going.
Well, yeah, I just had heard about this.
Let me just stop because we don't have that first video, but this is a big part of it, right? Is the fact that this is not being treated as a major story. It's hardly being covered in mainstream media at all. When it's covered by local news, as you point out, they cover up the brutal part of the attack. They don't show the real video, but they have the video, but they're not showing it. And they show him punching somebody else that isn't even the man who was murdered, Kerry Sharon. That's a big part of the story. I don't know if we have that original video, but you know, I think people understand. Like, this is being covered bare minimum. Look, this happened. It's a tragedy. Now we're moving on. We know that this is just the latest in a very, very long line and a trend even of leftist violence. These insane leftists attacking people because of their political motivations. Obviously, this was motivated by the fact that his house was decked out in, you know, a Trump-themed paraphernalia, right? So, Luke, I mean, let's start there. Can you confirm that that's why this happened? I mean, this wasn't just a crazy guy who attacked him for no reason. I mean, this was about his political, you know, pride in President Trump, right?
Well, there's all kinds of narratives going around online. People are trying to claim it's a MAGA on MAGA thing. This gentleman who did the attack, his name was Thomas Caleb Butler. Okay. And he lived about five blocks away from him. Even in the court, it's being reported as a unprovoked attack. So the guy just kind of came out of nowhere. Well, Kerry was out working on his truck, or I've heard also that maybe he was hanging up a new flag or something. But yeah, this guy just came out of nowhere and just decked him. And when he hit the ground, he started stomping on him, stomping on his face very violently. Put him in the ICU immediately on life support. And unfortunately, after I think it was about 4 days on life support, he passed away at home, or he passed away in ICU, which was a blessing because his wife, Maria, didn't want to have to make that decision. She wanted Jesus to make it for her, as she said repeatedly. So thankfully, she didn't have to pull the plug on him, but there was no chance of survival for him after what was done to him.
And I think he was really dead at the point that he was, you know, when the paramedics show up, they start giving CPR and they can keep anybody alive for any period of time. He was on life support. Apparently he had to have brain surgery. Part of his brain had to be removed and put back in from all of the bludgeoning. So I honestly don't think he really would have survived at all if it wasn't for the life support. Like there was never an inkling that he was even going to survive. So really he was murdered on the spot and he was medically kept alive after that. And unfortunately there was, the miracle was that he let his pain go and Maria didn't have to make the decision, but unfortunately he did succumb. Yeah.
Well, and we're going to hear from his wife here in the video that you guys shot. And I think we'll play the first 5 minutes or so and we'll hear what Maria has to say. And then I want to go back to y'all. But, you know, the media that is covering this, at least in the early coverage, they weren't just downplaying the political stuff. They were outright denying it. I mean, they say this is an article from the New York Post, right? So it became a national story. But they say that Butler, this guy who beat a man to death, they say Butler's friend said he liked the house. He lived down the block and he thought it was great, all of this patriotic stuff. So, I mean, they're not just like downplaying the political aspect. They're saying, no, it had nothing to do with that. Again, did you get any sense of the reality?
I feel like this is basically part of a knee jerk thing that it seems to be a planned bot attack on anything that ever happens. Basically, anytime there's a school shooting or anytime anybody gets shot, they say, oh, it was a Trump supporter. Like every single time, there's always this narrative, the bots come out and all the leftists just push it right off the bat, whether they believe it or not. It's like left wing Hasbro. They're just like, it was a Trump supporter and they voted for Trump. And then, the guy turned out he was actually a registered Democrat. And in the video that we managed to get, there's some people, I believe I hear him call him a fascist, but other people hear him say faggot. I personally, to me, it makes more sense calling, you know, sounds like something an Antifa would say. And then he just goes on to attack another passerby. And I mean, it just seems so out of character with something that somebody who was a Trump supporter and, you know, pro freedom of speech would have done. But Luke included believes he does not say fascist, but you tell
either
me
way,
when you
it's
hear
terrible.
It.
And it's also interesting that the mainstream reporters, you know, I've been out there quite a bit hanging out with Maria, keeping her company. We'd seen the reporting. So we figured out where the camera was, that they had got the surveillance footage. And we went to that house and just asked if they would give it to us. And they did. So we got it directly. And then we got to kind of go through it on our own. And it actually had audio, so we could hear what was being said as well as what was being shot. And we got to fill in the gaps of what they didn't show people.
And keep in mind, this, you know, this does look like a potato cam, but this is not a federal facility. This is like literally in a not a very expensive house owned by some Latino Americans. They happen to have a small little camera on the outside of their house. And unfortunately, they have five cameras and apparently their system records one room, the next room, the next room. So that's why you see the glitch. Supposedly, that is the actual feed with the breaks in it. But as you can see from the news footage, they don't show you even a blurred out version of the stomping or anything. I mean, all you need to do is see how high this guy lifts his knee up. I mean, I don't even think I could possibly lift my knee high. His knee almost comes to his chin before stomping down with one leg and then down with another leg. And he's screaming so loud that this tiny camera across the street can hear him in full volume. I mean, it's blood curdling, really.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
And so, you know, what we're going to show you, I mean, this is exclusive. You guys got this footage and released it. And other people have it, but they didn't release it. Like, that's what's kind of weird about this, is it's not like you're the only ones with the video. The mainstream media has the video and is not showing it to try to cover it up. And, you know, Matt, you're exactly right that there's like this knee-jerk reaction, not only to say, oh, it was a Trump supporter. I mean, they said it about Charlie Kirk's killer. They say it about literally everybody. You're exactly right about that. But also just the, like, I think we can just assume it was because it was a Trump supporter. Like, you wouldn't have a left-wing activist who's out there, you know, doing leftist stuff all the time, how they define them stuff. They get attacked and beaten to death. Nobody would say, well, let's hold off on judgment. It's like, no, let's assume that this was that this is what it was about until we have evidence to the contrary. Clearly, you know, this guy went out of his way to show, you know, his pride in President Trump and America. He's got these big signs, never give up your guns, all this sort of stuff. You know, if he's called a fascist or whatever else.
Well, let's put it this way. If it was a Jewish temple or a mosque, I don't think anyone would be questioning if it was mosque on mosque, or if it was a giant rainbow house with rainbow and gay stuff all over it. They wouldn't be like, oh, it's probably some gay guy just hated other gay guys. It's like all of a sudden the narrative gets spun. But like I say, if you listen to the video, you might think something different. I personally think that they've hidden who he is. They've hidden all of his social media.
I went to the arraignment hearing and they only allowed one camera in there. There were several local news agencies there that I spent some time getting to know all those reporters. But then we went in, it was a pool camera. So they all got to use the same footage from the one camera. It was agreed that they would share that. But I thought it was really interesting that, you know, when they brought the guy in or just before, the judge said, whatever footage you guys put out publicly, it has to be pixelated.
Hmm.
So they don't want the public to be able to see the face of this guy who did this horrible, horrible crime.
Which is
weird, because the mosque attack, they have all these guys' faces, even though it was the wrong person's face. It actually turned out one of these kids. They had their face plastered all over the place. Here in San Diego, there's a missing woman and they have a guy on trial for murder and they have his face all over everything all day long. They're not even questioning, even though there's actually no body. Here we have a body. We have a video of the guy. There's basically no question it's him. And they're like, well, we don't want to have people know who he is. It's like, why?
All of his social media was scrubbed. I have friends who are really good forensics guys, and they can't find anything on him.
Yeah, so he's being protected.
Doesn't even work.
He's being protected by the media. He's being protected by the courts. And it's because they almost certainly recognize that this is absolutely politically motivated attack. And again, just the latest politically motivated attack, but maybe the most brutal we've seen. A man was beaten to death and it's just horrifying. So let's go to this video. The full video is about 9 minutes long. We'll go to the first 5 minutes here to hear from the man's wife and actually see the video of the attack that no other media outlet will show you. They have it, but they won't show it to you. We think you deserve to see the truth. So, Luke, you posted this on X. People can find it by going to Luke Slywaker. That's Luke at Luke Slywaker. Army veteran Kerry Sharon succumbed to his major brain injuries last night after being attacked in his home, the Trump House, on Wednesday afternoon by his neighbor, Thomas Caleb Butler, age 33. And here's that exclusive footage and the interview with the man's widow. Let's watch.
Matt Baker here in Escondido with a very heavy heart. Sad to inform you that Kerry Sharon has passed away. His wife, Maria Sharon, is here. With the people, huge outpouring. I want to thank everybody that donated. I want to have a Give, Send, Go, and we've got 3,300 so far. The goal was 100,000. Just coming out here to make sure that the money goes to her, and met her in person. She's such a beautiful lady, and all the great patriots are out here, you know, and it's just really sad to imagine that people can be this bloodthirsty. You know, you could get into an argument with someone. For it to turn to fisticuffs is one thing. To stomp people into the ground, to give them brain injuries, to make them die of bloody injuries out in front of their own home is just absolutely beyond anything that I can comprehend. So I can't help but feel like the media is covering this situation up, because the images we've seen of the perpetrator do not really appear to be what he looked like in court, and they are blurring out his face, and also the images of the actual attack have been hidden. Up until now, we did a little bit of digging, and we managed to get some of the footage taken from this security camera right here, which actually led to the arrest. And as you can see, this is the angle right here where the crime actually occurred, in the fatal moment.
So that's after we already had him down. Oh, yeah.
Do they even bother to look up the word fascist in the dictionary?
Yeah, we go like that.
I think
you can hear him.
I think people should see it, don't you, Maria?
Nobody should be.
I think people should see it, don't you?
We'd like to include it in our report.
Nobody should be assaulted for their political beliefs.
We want them to see it.
I want the people to see it.
I agree. The jury definitely.
The truth is the truth, and we can't have the mainstream media show
the jury
because they're buttering it up. All they show is a picture of him punching around over here. They don't show that.
I'm not.
So I'm here with Maria. Maria, I'm so sorry for your loss. It's just so horrible what's going on right now. Would you like to tell the people where we can go from here and what we should do and how we should process this and how to help you?
Right now it's very hard to process all the stuff, you know. I don't know. I think I live in two kinds of lines because I say that's true or it's not, you know, because it's very hard, you know. I have a very painful in my heart and I can't believe that, you know. Right now I'm feeling bad for the mother, for the... They can't do that, you know, because it's terrible. I ruined the life, you know, because my husband don't deserve that. And right now I feeling nothing is true. I want my husband back with me and stay here every morning.
Take the flag
and stay with me because it's for a long time, stay together, you know, very, very good.
How long have you been with him?
I married for 19 years.
19 years.
Yeah, and I married two times. I married 1 week and the next week renew my wedding. I said, no more, please, another time in 1 week. You know, two weddings in 1 week.
You married him twice?
Yeah, one here and one in New York. And I say, I can't believe that. Oh. You know?
And so I want to put, we should make a poster of him out here. I'm sorry. That's fine.
Is very good because the people do that shit is the sick people.
It's sick, isn't it? Can you imagine what it is in someone's heart to actually not just get in a fight, but put someone in that situation? That's absolutely horrible. When did you find out that he had passed?
This kind of thing is very bad, and especially with the kids, because they promote the hate and the kids, you know, the fake media.
Yeah.
You know, put all shit, it's not true. You know, they don't tell the reality. You know, that's why when they ask me about the picture about my husband, it's very bad to put in there, but it's the truth.
A report from Matt Baker and Luke Slywaker. Find it on Luke's X, at Luke Slywaker. We only showed you about half of it, and it goes on. Really tear-jerking. And, you know, the obvious question is, you know, why are you guys the ones having to do it? I'm so glad you are. And it really is, you know, nice seeing so many people go out and, you know, show support for her and be there to surround her. You know, that's a nice consolation in all of this. And what you guys do is exactly why we love having you guys on and supporting you, because you're there on the ground providing this information for people who need to see it and they're not seeing it on local news. We actually have the local news report, but what we just saw there, that's what they should have been doing. They should have been making it a human story, telling about this woman who's lost her husband of 19 years, who herself is decked out head to toe in American flag with the Trump shirt. She's got a heavy accent, obviously. You know, she was likely born in a different country. I'm not sure what her, you know, when she...
Yeah, she said she was born in Mexico, and Spanish is her first language. So some people think, oh, is she out of it? But some of the interviews she does in Spanish. So she English is not her first language. And it just goes to show, like, just because this guy's a Trump supporter, you know, he's not like, you know, some raving racist lunatic or whatever. Like, he obviously loves this lady and she's Mexican. And that, in fact, the neighbors who gave us the tape are also Mexican. So, and I asked them, we asked them, and they said, oh, no, we get along fine with them. So
it's funny. There's another house that's diagonal from them across the intersection that they live on. And it's all decked out in Trump and all American flag, Uncle Sam. It's like everywhere, too. So it's not like they were the only ones in the neighborhood that were portraying themselves that way. But another thing about the news media, especially here in San Diego, is it's becoming so homogenized. You know, they're all falling in under Newstar or Nextstar, whichever that company is. So we have NBC7, KUSI News, and now they're purchasing our CBS affiliate, too.
And so, KUSI used to be local homies.
It was owned locally before it was purchased out by Nextstar. They would cover our stories back in the day, and we got to know several of the reporters and built great relationships with them. But now they're just like all the others.
Yeah, they've been bought out.
And let's go.
I don't know if it's possible. Would it be possible at some point, maybe in the back there, if they could just clip just the particular part? I know it's very small, but the part where he's actually stomping and what he says, because I think it's quite important. And like I said, well, there is an argument over it, but I find it, I think it's important. And regardless if he says fascist or faggot, either way, it's a hate crime, because either he's hating on a patriot or he's hating on someone basically calling them gay. So the idea that this isn't a hate crime or whatever, and just the blood-curdling nature of his scream, I think it would bear to play that one more time, possibly after this.
Yeah, let's do that. But let's first go to the local news, just to compare and contrast. Because what we just saw from you, empathetic, centering the victim in all of this and trying to find the real story behind it and how it reflects, you know, the broader trends in our country. Like, that's a real news report. Here's how the local news showed everybody in San Diego what happened. Let's watch.
First matter is going to be the Thomas Caleb Butler matter. And
32-year-old Thomas Caleb Butler made his first appearance in the Vista County Courthouse since being arrested and charged with attempted murder in the Wednesday attack.
It was a single punch to the jaw. The victim then falls to the floor, and there are subsequent hits to the victim's head area.
The judge ordered us to hide Butler's face. Deputy District Attorney Ross Garcia says Butler faces 15 years in prison if convicted.
All right, not guilty plea is entered.
While Butler pled not guilty, he won't be able to bail out for now.
So bail is going to remain at no bail.
It's unclear at this moment if they knew each other. It did seem, and what I can say is that it was an unprovoked attack, certainly.
So there they show the footage. Same, obviously the same camera you guys have, but they show him punching the guy in the high visibility vest who was somebody else. I mean, that wasn't the guy who was killed. That was another guy who saw what was happening, came up, tried to intervene, and got punched by the attacker. But yeah, they're going along with the judge. We're not going to show the guy's face. They don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, just shameful stuff, guys.
And they don't show you just how horrific that assault is. It looks like there's two grown men who are just kind of getting into an argument. It's not a 69-year-old man unconscious, literally on a curb. I don't know if you had it in that one. I did actually. I clipped it up for you guys, sent you to this morning. I understand you're dealing with the new studio. But you can actually see his blood literally on the curb. I mean, he was actually curb stomped. And I think the chances of him falling over directly on the curb were pretty low. I almost think the guy might have dragged him in one of those clips when the camera was rotating around to the other cameras.
Yeah.
Because I just can't imagine the chances of him actually falling over right on the curb just to be completely curb stomped by someone who looks like they know what they're doing. I mean, it almost looks like this is not his first curb stomp.
He was a veteran. So, you know, clearly he'd had military training. He knows how to fight. And he attacked this 69-year-old man. If we can play that segment of the video again, let's go ahead and roll it. So here... Just absolutely brutal. Brutal. Great job, guys. Stay with us. We'll be right back. When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need You know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. But that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm joined by Luke Slywaker and Matt Baker, who are there on the ground getting the real story about the Trump supporter that was beaten to death outside of his home in Escondido, and just the way that this is being covered by the mainstream media and the way he's being protected by the courts. There's the image of the man who was killed, Kerry Sharon, the Trump House guy. And I mean, you can see, and I saw this image, I knew it was a bad beating. I didn't realize how bad it was. He has now passed away after 4 days on life support, but clearly this was a vicious and brutal beating. What we're seeing here is the give, send, go. Guys, how can people support Kerry Sharon and his family and his wife, Maria, who's now alone because of this? Obviously, then go to this give, send, go. And I encourage everybody to do that. What's the address of that Give, Send, Go?
Well, you can find it at the I just reposted it, so it's at the top of my page if anybody wants to go and give a generous donation or even a little bit. The community is doing a really great job of looking out for her. From what I understand, there's a funeral home that's stepped up that's going to cover all the expenses for the burial, and the I think the military is even offering support for the ceremony for his funeral. So I've heard of restaurants that are willing to feed her, you know, but she's not in a good financial situation. So anything that people can do to contribute and help her out, she is really a wonderful lady, and she would appreciate all the support that she can get. The community has been coming out, visiting her like nonstop at her home. I've been out there quite a bit, probably spent 8 or 10 hours at her house, you know, hanging out with her, and I'm planning to go back within the next day or two. So,
and it really,
money will help.
The silver lining of this, this obviously doesn't make it worth it or anything, you know, close, but the fact that there is this community that can show support, and, you know, there's been a lot of strife within the MAGA community recently, but at the end of the day, I don't think any of that matters. When something like this happens, you recognize, you know, it's all for one and one for all at this point. So it's really amazing to see you guys reach out and help. And of course, you know, we might have our differences with Trump, but what he represents, the America First ideal that obviously Carrie Sharon, you know, identified with and expressed so powerfully, is really, that's, you know, something that we need to cling on to and not forget that at the end of the day, our enemies are so much worse by a factor of a million than anybody on our camp. Even if we disagree, there is that sense of community that shines through, and that's really a beautiful thing. Matt, were you about to say something?
Oh yeah, I was just, that's kind of what I was talking to you about in the break, is that, you know, it's, I call it the Oreo pill, because it's very dark on the outside, but there was a little brightness, because seeing all of our old, you know, we've been in this Trump war basically for 10 years, and you know, in this last year, it's been pretty sour for some of us, including yourself, and Luke is not feeling it either with the wars and with this, you know, Epstein thing, and just
massive spending,
getting rid of Massey. Mm-hmm. And but when we were out there, we did take the temperature, and a lot of people are kind of on our side. But it was beautiful to see that the America First, the American Patriots, the very people that put Trump in office, you know, Alex Jones always talks about it, you know, that Trump rode in on our wave, not we're not on his wave. And so the beauty is that underlying patriot family is still there and very strong. And it took something like this to really wake us up and shake us to see what really is important. And the infighting is not what it's all about, but we just need to stand together.
100%. Again, I just can't thank you guys enough for just like putting in the effort. People don't know. Nobody's paying these guys. Like, you know, no, you're not getting a salary for doing this. You're doing it on your off time when you have it. And you're really, you know, going above and beyond, not just what we see, but obviously, you know, you've been there helping to support Maria. So I encourage our entire audience, don't just give to the Give, Send, Go, which I absolutely think you should. Support Luke Slywaker, support Matt Baker, follow Luke on X at Luke Slywaker. That's LukeSlyWaker. And Matt Baker at Slave_2_Liberty. That's number two. Follow these guys, support them, share their stuff around. We need more people doing stuff like this. We need to have our own people on the ground, getting the story, getting the footage, because we know the media is covering it up. That's exactly what they did here. And of course, the Give, Send, Go, just search Carrie Sharon. That's K-E-R-R-Y. Sharon is S-H-E-R-O-N. Or search Trump House, or of course, find it at the top of Luke's X at Luke Slywaker on X. What advice would you have for people out there that, you know, want to do what you guys do, that want to get the story, that want to go viral, that want to expose something happening in their town? How did you guys get started? And what advice would you have for other potential, you know, independent citizen journalists out there?
I would just say, you know, if you hear of a story happening in your neighborhood that you think might be compelling, get your camera out, get your iPhone out, go out there and shoot it. Talk to the people, talk to the neighbors, because the media is probably not going to be telling you an accurate story. They tend to drop the ball, seems like almost intentionally all the time. So it's on us. We're supposed to be doing our job. We can be the news now. We can fill in the gaps where they're not willing to do their job.
And what's crazy is, there was hundreds of people there throughout the days, and yet not one person thought to say, where did this camera footage come from? And could we possibly get it ourselves? And all it took was that tiny little bit of effort in this particular situation to really reveal what they were hiding for some reason.
Yeah, they were more than happy to provide that that footage to us. So
it was, and Maria,
ask around.
We specifically asked Maria too, because it was a kind of a disturbing footage. And she said specifically, you know, this is the truth and the people need to know the truth. So,
well, we definitely appreciate it. And again, this should be a bigger story. I mean, you saw how they covered it. They want
Donald
this to be.
Trump should come. Should why doesn't Donald Trump at least mention it? I mean,
he should be matching these fundraisers. I mean, he's doubled his net worth.
He should be bringing Maria to the White House.
He died fighting for Trump, and it would be a giant win too.
Yeah.
This would be huge for him.
The PR would be through the roof.
I mean, everybody's on the side of Maria
to rehabilitate his ruined image. This would be a great thing for him to do.
Seriously, that could
unify
people. That could be a good goal. I mean, I know he's not on X, but you know, get on X and retweet Luke's video. And tag Trump, tag the White House, and just go, you know, where are you, Trump? We're literally getting killed out here. You know, what the
and
hell?
As you can see, she's rocking the Trump stuff herself. She would love it. That would be the biggest honor for her. It would be so great to see that.
For her to meet him would make her whole life.
That is such a great idea. And obviously, she deserves it. And obviously, it's tough out here. You know, whether you even, you know, support Trump still or not, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, if you're an American patriot, you're on the hit list for the left, and they will kill you. I mean, this isn't fun and games anymore. It's very real, and it's only getting more real, it seems, as the time goes on, because Trump in particular is not doing anything to stop it. So again, this is the video that the mainstream media has but is not showing you and will not show you. There are the actual stomps to the man's head. They'll show you it starting right here when he goes up and punches this other guy, but that's not the attack that we're talking about. Well, just incredible stuff, guys. Keep it up. You know, I don't know. It's just such a bummer of a story. It's hard to get closure of this. Just like, you know, what more can we do? But you can go and you can donate to the Gibson Go. You can support these guys getting the information out there. You can hang your own flag outside of your own house. Just let people know. You know, people out there, the patriots out there aren't as alone as the media wants you to believe. Anything else, guys? Thank y'all so much for all this. And it's a terrible story, but it's incredible that you guys were able to really outflank the mainstream media in this and get the truth out there. That's huge.
Well, thanks for having us on, Harrison. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks, brother. And I know you're going to start talking about AI. I think it's an interesting thing to everyone talking about the alien invasions. I think the chances of a fake AI takeover are way higher and a lot easier to do. Sorry to switch that, but it's a little segue. Thanks so much for having us on. I really do appreciate it. And thank you everybody for all the love and all the people that went out there. And there's actually, this isn't over. There's a big caravan going out there and there's a memorial and there's still time to go out and give her a hug. And she's such a beautiful person. She's so friendly and so loving. Anyway, thanks, Harrison.
Well, thank you all. And yeah, it's just absolutely, it's tragic, but really it should be infuriating. Really, we shouldn't be like, you know, bowed down by this. Like, oh my God, we're getting killed out here. And nobody's helping. This needs to light a fire in your belly and, you know, let you know that it really is a war that we're fighting out there. Incredible stuff. Follow Luke at Luke Slywaker. Follow Matt at slave_2_liberty. And of course, go to Give, Send, Go. And search Carrie Sharon, that's Sheron, and donate to his wife, Maria, who needs help right now. And get this to Trump. This is something that Trump needs to bring attention to. Again, not only because, I mean, for him personally, it would obviously be good for him to, you know, show support for people that are being beaten to death because they support him. Obviously, I think that would go without saying. But it's also because, like, we need attention to this. We need people in America to know what the left is like and the violence they're committing and that it's not going to go unanswered because we want to stop this from happening in the future. We need to draw attention to it now, and getting Trump to invite Maria to the White House would be a very effective way of getting this to the national attention of our fellow patriots. Just horrifying stuff. It really is. Yes, we are going to talk about AI now. The definitely number one threat to everything in the world right now is AI. Even the Pope acknowledges it. Before we do that, I do want to remind you that the massive buy one, get one sale for T3 iodine tincture and methylene blue tincture is on today and ends tonight. So go down to thealexjonesstore.com to get your T3 trifecta iodine tincture or your methylene blue tincture for buy one, get one free. Get one bottle at regular price. Get the second one absolutely free. You're also getting 40% off methylene blue gummies, war cry smelling salts, and ultra DNA revival, 35% off the zeolite tincture, creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture, MK ultra, ultimate chill and energy, and 30% off the iodine tincture, methylene blue capsules, CMOS capsules and gummies, and the Shilajit capsules and gummies. So that's 30% off my favorite products, the Shilajit and the Iris CMOS. Go now, support us, keep us on the air, and telling the stories the mainstream media refuses to touch. Let's talk about AI, shall we? Let's begin with clip number two. This is the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, head of the World Economic Forum, champion of the data centers across America, who was the man a few weeks ago who said that people are going to start attacking the data centers and that we need to treat this like terrorism, even though nobody had attacked them yet. They seem to know, which to me kind of means that they know what they're doing is bad. Like, when you know that people are going to fight you for doing what you're doing, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. But obviously, those types of arguments have never actually worked against people like old Larry Fink. Let's go to clip number two. CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, admits that they're already using your retirement funds to build the data centers. Let's watch.
If we could get more and more Americans to think about growing with the United States, we will have far than enough money to invest in this infrastructure. But as the governor was talking about, the need for electrons is growing every day. Some of these, you know, if we're going to be the leader in technology, which we are, if we are going to be the leader in AI, which we presently are, it's just going to require trillions of dollars of investments. And if we don't invest in it, China will be the global leader in this. And so to me, it's not whether. This is a must. And if you think about how that translates, it translates into a more dynamic economy. We need the United States economy to grow at over 2%. We need the U.S. economy to grow at 3%, especially with the growing deficits the federal government has. And so much of this money, not just the project, is going to be coming from the private sector, from savings accounts, from pension accounts, from insurance companies, and on and on and on. The whole world is in need of improving the infrastructure.
So it's your retirement funds, it's your saving accounts. They've already been used. They've already been co-opted and poured into the system. So you're actually paying for the AI centers being built, whose only purpose could ever possibly be to enslave you. Let's go now to clip number six. Banking and development economist Richard Werner says the real reason we're seeing so many data centers being put up so quickly right now is because they're building the surveillance and digital currency network right in front of us. Let's watch.
We are so close to the scariest, most dystopian system. This is what the drive to build all these thousands of data centers is about, to micromanage the world's population through the new financial world order. AI is really about that. We're heading towards digital control systems where we have no more control over our liquid assets. It will be programmable, permission-based, so only what the central planners allow you to use your money for, at what time and place and location will be permitted. And if you're in the wrong place, it's not going to work. And if you're buying the wrong book, it's not going to work. Your money won't work outside a certain zone, whether it's 15-minute prison zone or whatever it may be. It is the totalitarian dictator's dream come true.
It's just shocking that more people don't realize this, especially when to build the prison planet data center infrastructure is just so incredibly rapidly destroying the planet. It's like insane that the very same people that told us we have to stop eating meat or driving cars because it's destroying the planet are now telling us we need 1,000 times more energy for these data centers, and nobody questions this. Nobody thinks this is kind of bizarre. kind of nonsensical, kind of means that there are definitely ulterior motives at play here, and that we just shouldn't let it happen on that basis alone. Like, we don't even need to know what they're actually doing. We know that they're not doing what they say they're doing. So that's enough to say no to this, absolutely no. And yet, these things are being built anyway. Let's go to clip number 9 now. This is the, you know, massive center in Utah that they're building in, of course, total defiance of the will of the people that have to live there. Let's watch. Clip 9 here. Utah approves massive AI data center twice the size of Manhattan, 9 gigawatts of power and billions of gallons of water. Let's watch.
So, Utah has approved a data center so massive, it's going to be more than twice the size of Manhattan. It's being built in the empty desert of northwestern Utah, near Snowville, close to the Idaho border. The project is called the Stratus Data Center, and it's being pushed by Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. But this isn't just one building. The full project could cover over 40,000 acres, an area bigger than Manhattan. That's around 62 square miles. For comparison, Manhattan is only about 22 square miles, meaning this AI complex could eventually take up nearly 3 times the space of Manhattan. And the power demand is even crazier. The site could eventually need up to 3 gigawatts of electricity, roughly the output of multiple nuclear reactors. Environmental groups warn it could raise Utah's planet heating pollution by nearly 50%. Estimates suggest the project's power systems could consume up to 16.6 billion gallons of water per year. That's enough water to fill around 25,000 Olympic swimming pools, all in one of the driest states in America.
And everywhere it's happening, the people around are experiencing the consequences. Meta built a huge data center in Georgia. Now the homes nearby don't have running water that they can drink. They're having power outages, and their house is continually shaking from the vibration of the data center. Let's go now to video of a woman just walking around showing her house that used to be fully functional. Let's watch.
This is my cold water pressure in the kitchen. This is where I fill up water for storage. Those are the things we have to fill up to flush the toilets.
So you can see the sediment from the data center. Wow, and that's just from the water coming out of your faucet.
Yeah, and this is what's in all the pipes.
Just the well itself is probably 20,000, and that's not counting any of the
all the replacement of the fixtures and faucets and toilets and the lines that come underneath the house. It's overwhelming because you really feel like you are up against this huge wall that you can't penetrate. There's nothing that you can do, and they don't care.
I'm here in Mansfield, Georgia, driving by Meta's new 2 million square foot data center facility. Facilities like this are being used to power things like ChatGPT and other AI tools that are becoming integrated into our daily life.
Data centers, going to be a very hot item.
This entire supercomputer is built to power Grok.
We see data centers as the most exciting asset class.
Meta is building a 2 gigawatt plus data center that is so large it would cover a significant part of Manhattan.
But data centers come with big costs, from light and noise pollution to the environmental impacts to the potential rising costs of energy bills. These facilities put extraordinary demand on the power grid and require entirely new infrastructure.
They should be responsible for that, not us.
Search the internet for profits that Meta has made, Amazon, Microsoft. They can afford to pay for their own generation.
We came to Georgia to ask 2 questions. What's the true cost of the AI revolution? And who should be paying for it?
Your house is here, and the data center is right there.
It's less than 400 yards.
Beverly and Jeff Morris bought their home an hour's drive from downtown Atlanta in 2016. But their roots in the community run much deeper.
Being in the country has always just been my peace and my therapy. When we found this place, we decided that this was it. It was perfect.
I was actually raised probably 5 miles from here.
Well, you know, sorry, you may have grown up there. You may have poured your heart and soul into building a homestead for yourself, but you know, Mark Zuckerberg wants to spy on you. So he's going to destroy all of that. You're going to have to pay for it. And Larry Fink's going to fund it through your retirement fund. So, again, we got to push back against this a lot stronger than we are now, because we don't have to wait to find out what these data centers are for. We know what they're for, and we know the ecological damage that they are doing. Let's go quickly to 64 here, clip 64. There is no water in the Rio Grande, you know, the name in Spanish meaning the large river. It has no water in it for the first time ever. Let's watch.
Folks, I'm currently standing in the Rio Grande River right now. This is what it looks like right here, all dirt. All dirt.
So there you go. Just totally empty. And of course, data centers are being built all up and down that. Like, I don't think people understand the ecological destruction that's happening. There's no river there anymore. This isn't a matter of like, well, you know, the fish will have to, you know, migrate somewhere. No, no, no. There's no water in the river anymore. You don't think that's a problem? Let's go to clip 52 here. 150 residents in Red Oak, Texas, packed their city hall meeting, spilling into hallways to protest. Despite their local officials stayed. Despite this, their local officials stayed until after midnight, and they did in fact approve the new massive 830-acre data center campus in the middle of the night, despite everybody in town being against it. Apparently, there's some pressure wielded against the city council. Here's some citizens speaking out at Red Oak City Council. Let's watch.
We don't need another data center. You don't know what the health impact is. You got them all crunched together. You're going to have a mass exodus. You're going to ruin this community. You're going to ruin it. Ruin it if you let this continue.
Red Oak residents are furious over the city hall with city hall leaders after they approved an 830-acre data center overnight. The project proposed by Compass Data Centers will be the sixth data center campus in Red Oak. City officials presented possible benefits of the data center, including infrastructure and energy support, but dozens of residents were not convinced.
We're supposed to look out for the welfare of our people, and I feel like maybe they think they're doing what's correct, but they're not really pausing and paying attention to what their people are saying. So I'm going to fight for that, and I'm going to fight for our people.
So let's just clear that out of our vocabulary for all of time. All of these people know exactly what they're doing, okay? The people who are importing foreigners into Europe are doing it to destroy Europe. The people building the data centers in your town are doing it to destroy your small town and to build the digital infrastructure to destroy you and life as you know it on planet Earth forever. It's not an accident. The people doing it don't think they're doing what's best for the people underneath them. They're attacking them. I mean, this is literally like we keep getting slapped in the face. And every time we go, you know, maybe he thought I was being bitten by a mosquito. Maybe he thought I was somebody else. Maybe no, he's just slapping you in the face. Only in this case, they're stabbing us in the heart, and they just keep stabbing us literally and figuratively. And we keep going, you know, maybe they're trying their best, but no, you're under attack. They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill your way of life. You have to fight back. They're not going to stop, no matter how nicely you ask them. You have to fight them. You have to win.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. those who resist will be terminated.
Ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.